Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the weekly Iman Boosters brought to you by Ikna Sisters. We're at the start of our prophetic dua series, alhamdulillah. In this series, we'll go through the duas of the prophets since they were the guided and successful people and our role models. Today, we will remind ourselves of the dua of Adam alayhi salam and some life lessons from his story, inshallah. Imagine this scenario, and this might have happened to some of you as mothers. There is some candy on the kitchen counter and you tell your two children not to eat any before their dinner. You walk away only to come back and find out that both of them are eating some. You get upset with them. Now one of them tells you that it is your fault that he's eating the candy because you did not hide it properly. Your other child has remorse in his eyes and says, "Sorry, Mama, I shouldn't have had the candy." What's going to be your reaction and how will you respond to each of them? This is where the story of humanity begins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels he's going to place a successive authority, a khalifa on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells them that when he creates and fashions this human with his own hands and blows the ruh in his body, that they need to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Now Iblis, who is a jinn, and because of his constant worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was also present amongst the angels at that time, and he heard Allah's command. When it was time, all the angels all together made sajda, but Iblis did not. He was disobedient to Allah due to his arrogance and thinking that he is a better creation than Adam alayhi salam, and in his arrogance, he blames Allah na'udhu billah for his disobedience, and for this Allah curses him and dooms him to hellfire. Then Iblis asks Allah to give him some time in this world where he can mislead the humans as revenge for getting him into hellfire. Shaitan also makes a claim in front of Allah that he will attack us humans from all sides so that we will not be obedient and grateful slaves of Allah. So we need to always be on full alert of our enemy. Shaitan will lure us, deceive us, lie to us, and then back off and take no blame for our actions. This is exactly what he did with our parents, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, when they were enjoying their life in Jannah. Allah had told them not to go near a specific tree and eat from it, because if they do, they would wrong themselves, do dhulm by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, everything was halal except this one tree. You know, dunya is like this as well. Everything is halal except for a few things which are not, but the shaitan makes us think that our deen is so strict and everything is haram. Shaitan kept whispering to them repeatedly and did not give up. Both Adam alayhi salam and Hawa fell for his deception and became the victims of his whispers. When they ate from the tree, they were exposed to each other and they began to cover themselves with the leaves of Jannah. It seemed that being covered was their fitrah, their natural instinct, and nakedness was uncomfortable to them. Being exposed was a form of punishment from Allah for disobedience. Now both of them were very remorseful for their sin, and so Allah, out of His mercy, taught them the words of repentance that they could make dua with. And when Adam alayhi salam asked Allah for forgiveness using these words, Allah forgave him. We find this beautiful dua in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 23. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers. They both turned to Allah in repentance right away, realizing that by disobeying Allah and by listening to the shaitan, they have wronged themselves. They admit their sin and take the blame. This response is so opposite to that of the shaitan, who blamed Allah for his disobedience, na'udhu billah. Adam alayhi salam had full hope in Allah that even after making a mistake, he can turn back to Allah, repent to Him, and he will be forgiven and shown mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only taught Adam alayhi salam this dua, but it's there in the Quran for us to learn and ask for forgiveness and mercy using these words. And certainly Allah continuously forgives and is always merciful. Allah has created human beings on a specific fitra, and when we go against this fitra, we cause harm to no one else except ourselves. That's what Adam alayhi salam recognized, the harm he had done to his own nafs by going against his fitra of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beautiful deen is about realizing that our purpose in life is to work on ourselves first, since we are the Khalifa of Allah, and with this better self, help humanity and make this world a better place for all. This dua helps us to be courageous and to confront our own weaknesses in front of our Creator Allah, admitting that we made a mistake, humbling ourselves to our merciful Rabb, who will be there for us as we make ourselves better to serve Him and humanity. Always remember to have hope in the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our self-improvement is our responsibility and a commitment to ourselves and our Rabb. We need to build a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remain positive and continue to say the dua of Adam alayhi salam regularly. Insha'Allah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.